dilettantes at the art of healing. This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. We are dilettantes in the art of healing. Why are we dilettantes in the art of healing? Well, we don't really believe what we say we believe. We really don't. We don't really believe what we say we believe. We believe that our words are very important. We believe that the things that we say are very important. We believe that the words that we use are so significant. We tell a child, come, and the child doesn't come. And so we say, come, and the child doesn't come. And we say, come, and the child doesn't come. And then we shout and holler and stamp our feet. We say to our dog, come, and the dog doesn't come. We say to the dog, come, and the dog doesn't come. We say to the dog, come, and the dog doesn't come. And then we get upset with the dog, or we get upset with the child, or we get upset with the outer condition. If we really had the inward conviction of our word, of our statement, of our actions, of our thinking, if we really had the inward conviction, we would have the outward revelation. Think about that. If we had the inward conviction, we would have the outward revelation. How long does it take me to go to dog training school and learn how to tell my dog to come when I say come? We put a leash on the dog's neck and we say to the dog, come, and then we pull the leash and we bring him to us. Then we walk away and then we say, come again, and we pull the leash and we bring him to us. And we walk away and we say, come, and we bring him to us. And we do that continuously until the dog comes when we say, come. And we do not say, come, 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 come. We do not repeat it 100 million times. We speak it affirmatively, and we expect it to be done. When we've raised our children, when we have children have been raised, and we were told by our parent to come, and we didn't come, we thought they weren't serious. They didn't really mean it. They didn't really mean that we should come. They were just sort of playing games. They were maybe wishing we might, but they didn't really believe that we'd come. And so they said, come, 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 come. You know how that term happens. Come, 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 come. And we say it again and again and again. We've trained ourselves to not have too much conviction in our words. We trained ourselves not to believe that our word has power. And our word does have power. But we have to give the power to our word. The dog is trained by continual pulling on the leash and saying, come, once, and then sit. We don't say, sit, 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 sit. We say, sit, and the dog sits. My dog comes to the table where we're eating, and he wants to beg, and I point my finger to the floor, and he sits, and he lays on the floor. Or I say, down, and he lays on the floor. And I say, sit, and he sits, but he puts his head in my lap, and that's not really what I wanted. And so I must be consistent with the phrases I use. So I say down. And when I say down, he lies right on the floor next to my chair and looks up at me with those big brown eyes saying, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'm a good boy. And Perhaps he's not saying those things, but I'm thinking he's saying those things. And whatever I'm thinking he's saying, he's saying. Whatever I create him doing, he does. Whatever I create my child doing, it does. My child has always been a very confident, trustworthy child. All of his life, I would ask him to do things, and he did them. I would tell him certain things were important, and he would confirm to me that those things are important to him, too. He would learn in our family. He would learn the things and the values that I had, and he would make them his. Our world is our world, and we want our world to have our values. Now, does your world have your values? Does your world believe what you believe? Does your world think the thoughts that you think? Is your world whatever you believe it is? Think about it. Think how many times you wish, how many times you say you'd like something to be done, how many times you just dream about something being completed and then it's not done. Think what a dilettante you are, what a dilettante I am. How just an unprofessional person I am in doing what I'm doing. A dilettante farmer is a farmer who is a sort of not a real farmer. He's just playing at the game, pretending. A dilettante horseman is not a horseman who really knows how to ride horses. He's just someone who has an understanding of it, but he doesn't have a real inner depth of a horsemanship. When you look at a person who knows how to ride horses, they have a certain comfortable ease about them. They sit in the saddle as though it's a happy place to be. They ride, one with the horse, flowing with the gait of the horse, and they're comfortable in that. They're not dilettantes. They are professionals. They are masters. And masters and professionals come right along pretty close to each other. Now, we are masters at healing, but we act like dilettantes. And the reason that I say we are masters and we act like dilettantes is because we really are masters. We really are competent to do anything we want to do. We can speak our word instantly and have it be done. Instantly and have it be done. In fact, that's how it is done. When that instant of conviction comes along and you say, you're whole and perfect, and it's done. I'm whole and perfect, and it's done. I like me. Have you said that recently? I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Have you told your body that you like it? Have you been one with your body? Do you ride your body like a good horseman rides a horse? A horseman sits on the horse and the two are one. Are you one with your body? Am I one with my body? Do I say I like me? Do I really say I like me? Do I really say, oh, what a wonderful body I have? It doesn't matter whether the body is untrained. At the moment, it might be untrained. It doesn't matter. It only matters you say, I like me. And as you say, I like me, then the training is underway. The training for being a good horseman is underway when the rider rides the horse, practices every single day, gets out there and spends as long as it can with the horse. It loves the horse. It wants to be with the horse. It enjoys the horse's company. He and the horse are one. Now, when I and my body are one, I will live in a body that is whole and perfect. I will live in a body that is wonderful, because we'll just be so happy together. And isn't that really what we should do? We should be happy living in our bodies. We should be like a grand horseman riding on the horse, one with the horse, harmonious. They look like they're just born together. Just fantastic. Now, what about us? What is our feeling? What is our attitude? What is our way of life? Do we feel one with our body, or do we feel that our body is separate from us? Ah, my goodness sakes. Separate from us. Yes. That body of mine. Oh, that terrible body of mine. That body of mine has this problem or that problem. That body of mine. Oh, that body of mine. And we keep pushing it to the outside. And our body is our temple of the living spirit. Our body is our vehicle through which we pass this life dimension. Now, are we going to live this life dimension in an ideal body? In a perfect body? Are we going to have a dog that comes when we say come? Are we going to have a dog that sits when we say sit? Are we going to have a dog that walks right with us as we walk along and doesn't pull us? Are we going to learn the techniques for doing that? When we watch the dog whisperer, he always says, have the dog walk behind your knee. Have the dog walk in back. You're the alpha. You're the leader. You're the one that's directing this show. And let the dog know it. And when the dog knows it, it'll say, okay, okay, okay. It thought it had to go out and be the one who did the work. The one who protected you from the world. And you see, your body gets to feel that it has to go out and protect you from the world. It has to make a shell around itself, a protection. Have a safe journey. How many times have you heard that? What does that mean? That means that it could be unsafe. Have a lovely journey. Oh, have so much fun and enjoy every single moment of it. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Not have a safe journey. I'm worried about the airplanes. Oh, what are you worried about the airplanes? Be silly. You surround them with your pure white light of love. Ah, so. I surround my car with my pure white light of love, and I know that it is always working perfectly. I surround me with my pure white light of love. I surround everything in my world with my pure white light of love. Now, my body, I surround it with my pure white light of love. I am in charge here. My thoughts are in charge here. What thoughts am I inculcating into my body? What thoughts am I teaching my body is the truth about my body? What thoughts? Do I teach it to come when I say come? Sit when I say sit? Oh, now we're talking about a body. We're not talking about a dog. It's the same principle. The same principle. Very easy to understand. You say, body, you are whole and perfect. And you can say, body, I am whole and perfect. See, you, body, and I, body, we are one. We are one. We are one. And we're whole and perfect. We're glorious. We're fantastic. We're magnificent. Yes, we are. I start this day to train my body to be the outpicturing of my mind and my thought. Which is really what it is. Because when I have doubt in my heart and doubt in my thought, then my body has doubt. When I have anger against anyone in my body, in my heart, in my mind, my body responds as an illness. When I hate somebody, it just jumps right out in my body as some illness or some unhappiness. When I am unconditional love, then my body is unconditional love. Ooh, how wonderful! When I am unconditional love, my body is why, you'd think that everybody would take the medicine of unconditional love every single moment of their life. not only for their body, but for their mind and for their soul and for their being, for the world in which they live. All is unconditional love, and all is harmony, and all is peace, and all is goodness, and all is wonderful. And all comes instantly when I say come. I say, there is now peace on earth, and it began with me. I am the Alpha here. I am the one who is creating peace on earth. It's not up to anybody else, it's up to only me. And when I create harmony and peace on earth, that harmony and peace on earth pervades the entire earth. Let me pervade peace and harmony through my body. Let me say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We just created a little booklet called The Truth About Me, Affirmations on Which to Build My Life. And the book has hundreds of affirmations in it. Hundreds and hundreds of affirmations in it. I haven't counted them, I must do that. And these affirmations are affirmations that we have used in seminars, we've used over the years here at the University of Healing, over the years in the Absolute Monastery here, over the years at the Absolute University of Philosophy. It is so fantastic that these principles work. Every Church of God Unlimited teaches these affirmations, for the affirmations are the embodiment of our every moment thought. Do I have a healing need? Then, right away, I don't go and say, my body is whole and perfect, which is good. I don't go and say, the hurt is not there anymore, it is healed, it is whole. I don't say that. I just make myself into unconditional love for my body, for my mind, for my spirit, my soul, and my being. And as I train myself in unconditional love, just loving everybody, I think of every person in my life and I love them to pieces. I think of my body and I love it to pieces. I love my toes to my nose. I love everything about me. Everything. And I do not see anything acting improperly or any action of my body that's not functioning to its highest and best. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I love my body. I love my every cell of my body. I love them. I love my blood. It is so pure and so beautiful. I love my oxygen that I breathe into my lungs. It is so pure and so beautiful. Regardless of what the air may be that I'm breathing, the oxygen I'm getting is pure and beautiful. That's what I take out of the air. The water that I drink is pure and beautiful regardless. Dogs drink water from the street and from everywhere. And dogs are so fantastic, you wonder, how do they have that filtration system within them that filters out all of the negative? It doesn't filter out the negative. It just filters in the positive. It filters in all of the good water, all of the good stuff. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Life is so beautiful when you accentuate the positive, when you affirm the positive things of life, when you look to the positive aspects of life, when you speak the positive attitudes of life, when you live the positive. Life is so great because that's what life is all about. Now, do you have a healing need in your life? If you do, put the cause in motion now of unconditional love for yourself first and for all of your creation, all of your world. And watch the healing take place. You don't need to watch the healing take place, my goodness, no. You concentrate on the positive. You concentrate on the wholeness that you are. And the healing will take place when you don't even notice it. You won't even realize that whatever that other thing was, it's no longer there. whatever the illness was, it's no longer there. You now are living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are living in the wholeness. Every thought, every aspect of your being and my being is expressing the positive, the joyous, the uplifting. When I say, come to my dog now, he comes. When I say, my body, I love you, my body says, hey, you bet, we are a wonderful team. Yes, we are. We're wonderful. We're ideally suited for one another. We are one. And you say, well, what's all this we if it were one? Well, play the game as you wish. When you no longer think of your body as separate from you, then you are indeed one. When you no longer think of yourself as separate from your world, then it is one. When all the world, all of life is a oneness, then there is no otherness. Listen to your heart. Listen to your life. Listen to your world. Listen to who you are. Let the healing message of the divine in you, which is your reality, be your reality right now. And as you do that, recognize that nothing else really matters at all, for you are one as all. And you ride your horse like you were born in the saddle. You are just one with your horse, one with your life. As you are one with all that's important to you, you will see that unconditional love is the only word, are the only words that describe who you are and who I am. Unconditional love. Someone said to me one day, Herb, you certainly live unconditional love. And I thought to myself, I'm happy that you recognize that. But I recognize that I have so much more unconditional love to live. I have so much more of being myself and having fun to live and be that though you recognize I'm working on the path, I recognize that's all that I am, and that's all that I will ever be. How about you? Can you say I like me? Can you say I like me? Can you say I like me? Try it. It's pretty wonderful. It's pretty exciting. That's where it is. Come, Rex. Good boy. I love you. And Rex comes, stands at my side, and looks up at me and says, what next, Dad? You and I are one. I love you. I love you. I love you.